Episode 61 of Hello Hello Kopi Kamilo Podcast with Long Leaf ATG. Brother ni buat music video Gilbab Luna Dira, Alice Peleng and Tuju. Semua dia sapu bro.
Hello Hello Kopi Kamilo Podcast episode tak tahu ke berapa. Tapi today we have Atung in the house. Long Leaf Atung bro.
Hello.
Apa khabar bro?
Hey, baik bro.
Weh, kau kau ialah embodiment of DIY pioneer.
Aku believe in DIY.
So kau punya first love is drawing ah, mungkin.
Drawing ah, drawing, coloring,
drawing, coloring. So and then colors ah, aesthetics.
Nenek aku suka play with toys and so play toys am. Kami Lego build this, build that. Tu I start DIY. Buat rumah lah, apa kan. After SPM pun lah, tak tu fikir macam, oh, with this result, I'm going nowhere lah. Dia macam, fuck tu, macam mana kan. I recently got offer from UiTM. And after that, macam, okay lah, tengok Sungai Petani kan. Mana tu Sungai Petani ni, mampus lah, pergi je lah kan. Dia macam, pergi lah. Pergi and then kat sana, kat sana I start dia macam belajar betul-betul arts. So like first dia,
graphic design lah.
Kira, tapi macam UiTM first dia tak masuk lagi grafik. Dia sini macam art and design and macam belajar all the fundamental of art, painting, sculpturing, do everything and carving semua. So macam from there lah aku learn satu-satu. Tapi macam aku suka lah benda tu kan. And then baru macam second sem, going to second year semua baru macam okay, start graphic. So aku start with graphic lah. Graphic design.
Okay, lepas tu video, bila video start masuk dalam hidup kau tu?
Oh, baru like, kalau ni September kan, nak masuk September kan. So di September will be like 3 years.
3 years baru?
Baru 3 years
lah. Gila tu.
Okay, dulu memang aku tak belajar ini Premiere Pro ke After Effects ke apa, memang aku tak suka lah. Masa buat grafik kan, kalau benda-benda tu kan, flash ke. Dulu ada flash kan, now dah tak guna kan. Dulu memang macam, eh kau buat kan, tolong aku bayang kau. Siapa kena siapa, memang aku malas lah.
Kalau sekarang kau boleh describe diri kau kan, how you describe yourself man? Macam
myself as in
who is this guy? Macam orang kenal lah, macam orang kenal Luna Lira, orang kenal Alice, orang kenal semua ni. And then directed the video made by Atung kan. And then they go to your Instagram account and then they macam who is this person? I don't know where kan. If you could macam have the leverage to describe yourself, kau ni sebenarnya siapa?
Aku tak sure lah, tak. Because aku tak pernah aku tak perasan aku macam mana sekarang. Macam kadang bila aku just buat benda yang aku just tak puas dengan aku punya arts. Macam yang aku always nak improve, aku always nak try new things, always nak collab with people in a project. And then macam suddenly bila orang macam give any acknowledgement or macam recognition, aku jadi macam macam okay thanks though. Aku tak tahu apa nak reply lah. Aku jadi macam thanks lah. Sambil tu pun Luna Dira lah ajar macam, oh no dude, you should say thanks and then ciao lah. Dia macam okay kan. Tak aku just macam macam aku tak perasan tau. But if to describe for me, aku rasa I'm just the one who trying to change the industry in video production and everything. Because when I first started this, aku tengok macam banyak gila problem eh. It's not healthy. Like people do for money, people do for fame. And then the brand ke the client pula macam pakai je dia, tak apa esok datang shoot, which is benda tu tak proper and it's not healthy. It's not, dia kena macam betul-betul buat lah, macam okay, from both side kena respect each other, so that macam the project will be pure lah. Jadi so that's why macam from the first tu macam aku tengok macam tu, and then suddenly macam aku start macam change. So kalau that ni macam apa you nak, apa nak ni, okay kita jumpa dulu boleh ni, boleh buat proper. So aku tak suka macam work tu main buat je asal video tu cantik. Because aku tak believe in video cantik lah. Aku believe in what direction lah ni. Kalau this collection contohlah brand and baju, if dia buat tu, you nak buat video ni pasal apa? Mana you punya direction? You nak jual kat siapa? What's the message that you nak ni? Baru kita boleh buat video. Macam tu lah. Kalau tak macam video cantik je.
Wah, tapi kau pun baru start 3 tahun kan. That first moment when you, so kau graduate lah kan. Graduate
and then sambung degree.
Sambung degree. And then when was the first moment yang kau realise macam shit, I'm gonna do video lah, try lah.
3 years ago lah. Tu sebenarnya pun tak plan.
3 years ago was 2016 lah.
16 going 17 lah.
Gila, baru tu.
Baru lah. Serius baru. Masa time tu macam okay, 8 years ago aku tak pernah work with people or work with any company apa tau. All my life memang aku buat freelance je. Freelance. Masa study dulu pun buat freelance, graphic design, branding, advertising, apa semua. But at one moment when I was 22, 23 macam tu, I drop out from degree. Bila drop out, and then macam go into freelance, and then I realise that graphic in Malaysia susah nak survive if you're a freelancer. Maybe people will acknowledge you, people will suka you punya work, tapi tak ada orang will appreciate tu, as in macam, oh, this value macam mana? Berapa dia nak bayar? Kadang macam, oh, buat logo boleh tak? 200 okey tak? So, it's macam, this corporate identity tu, a branding for your product, for your company or your business, it's a corporate identity. It's not just a logo macam, ah, letak lah, buat dia macam ni. No, no. This is the continuity macam you akan pakai. Mana from that logo is your identity, which is your shop ke, your the font yang pakai tu, you boleh apply dekat mana, the colours of the logo, you nak apply kat uniform ke apa kan, everything. So, diorang tak tahu benda tu in Malaysia. Diorang just cakap, okay, nak logo. So, from situ aku fed up, and then aku stop, and then aku just macam buat benda lain. Aku buat macam financial trading for 3 years, and then aku macam ah, tak payah buat apa kan, kau dah macam, ah, financial trading, cukup kan, so benda aku boleh buat kan. And then, sampai one day, aku just macam, aku realise macam aku tak suka benda tu. And then ada this one day lah, start video ni is at point of my life where aku macam tak ada, aku macam down gila. That time aku tak ada apa-apa, aku tak ada ni, semua tak ada. And then aku jadi macam, the only thing yang aku boleh minta tolong is Tuhan, kira God. Aku cakap rasa macam, kia, tunjuk aku one thing lah for aku to survive. Oh, bukan survive lah. Macam, please show me the way lah, or a path that aku kena pergi. Tak tunjuk pun, just macam bagi aku like macam peak sikit, aku boleh settle kan. Aku cakap itu lah. A few weeks after that, macam dia tunjuk lah. Okay, my family nak pergi vacation. And then macam, I just macam, okay, ni gini buat video best juga ni. Itu lah start dia. And then I don't have anything lah. Tak ada duit, tak ada apa dia tu. Tak ada kamera, tak ada apa. And then just my uncle lah macam, oh, ni hari tu ada orang bagi kamera ni, Osmo lah, DJI Osmo kan. Ya, yeah, Osmo lah. Pakai lah, korang nak pakai lah, pakai lah. Lepas tu masa vacation tu lah, macam everyday I just buat macam vlog. Dia macam tangkap sikit highlight of the day tu, edit dekat iMovie. And then macam masuk, apa ni, hantar kat WhatsApp.
Sebelum Premiere Pro lah.
Itu start dia.
And then macam, okay, obviously kau punya, I mean, from aesthetic wise, aku rasa like you, I don't know if you, it's true, but I feel like where you are right now, kan, macam you, I would say, but correct me if I'm wrong, you are the Malaysian Cole Bennett. You know, Lemonade apa? Lyrical Lemonade. Yeah. It is to the like macam, maybe not, but in my opinion you are. Faham tak? Kau punya aesthetic, kau punya vision lah. And then also kau punya taste, macam with Wolfgang, Tyler the Creator. Do you think semua benda ni kau punya influence ke, with the colours, with aesthetics ke, memang taste kau?
Sort of influence me lah. Tapi dia bukan influence to aesthetic. For me, aesthetic is just a supporting things and video lah. Macam tu. For me, macam the detail, which is the attitude, the, even though if the artist, macam the first time I buat video with Pele, and then macam I study dia, apa semua, macam okay, kau kena macam ni, more to macam storyteller instead of macam nak hype and everything.
Ni ni like during before you heard the song ke apa?
During ah.
Masa nak shoot video tu lah, before the video, okay.
Tapi macam time tu pun banyak macam kita buat macam ni lah, okay, jom. Dia macam esok tu video siap. You got another song lah apa-apa. Aku rasa macam boring sangat lah video ni. Tambah sikit lah. Oh ada ni 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 kan, dengar. Weh ni macam boleh buat je intro dia macam ni. Dalam kereta aku ada baju, jom lah kita pergi shoot je kat sini. Tambah.
Nice.
Kita tak ada berapa plan lah dulu kan. Tapi macam aesthetic wise macam banyak lah. Macam the first year tu is aku banyak buat research. Research macam editing, skills, effects and apa. But aku tak nak buat editing yang macam just cantik or macam oh pa gila babi aku kan. Aku cari macam editing wise yang kena dengan aku. So aku macam messy sikit lah. Macam messy and then macam aku tak suka benda tu too perfect. That's why macam every video aku mesti aku letak noise. Aku blur kan saja. Even though macam kita shot with 4K ke apa kan, with certain lens ke, tapi aku mesti nak rosak kan. Because aku tak suka macam kau dulu-dulu like French film ke or certain movie yang dulu-dulu, best dia is dia punya organic of the video. Macam ya dulu kalau kat TV kan, before TV as in plasma or LED apa kan, kan TV dia mesti ada noise, ada ni, ada apa. So aku suka tau.
It's the imperfection that makes the art like sort of perfect lah. Because it's perfect to you tu lah. And kau rasa benda tu nice lah, aesthetically. Betul.
Betul. So aku tak suka the very clear, very digital. And then the movement tu nampak yang macam digital gila. Aku tak suka. Aku nampak dia macam ada that apa ni, film punya blend tu in the video.
So dia punya sequence je, kau start video and then kau start corporate gigs ke, kau start buat events ke, and macam mana kau get involved with the musicians?
Aku start with video saya sahajanya. Aku pergi with that Osmo lah, DJ Osmo kan. Macam jalan-jalan kat BB Bukit Bintang kan, dia macam ambil a few shot. And dia cakap dengan aku is a, dia pun macam climb tau. Climb bukit and then macam rock climbing. Lepas tu suka macam panjat tabul, bukit tabul lah, bukit ni lah, gunung ni lah. So macam jom lah aku nak shoot video ni lah, aku nak macam nature. Okay lah, kita naik bukit tabul. Two days dah kita dah naik turun, esok pergi lagi naik turun, naik shoot lah. Apa video-video macam tu lah. From there aku macam okay lah. Dan tu macam nak tak nak aku kena cek duit kan. So je blast email. Start from streetwear lah. And then suddenly macam pop Wolfgang contact. Lepas tu kita pergi lah, pergi jumpa apa semua. And then macam I met Iwan Jade. From there macam aku jumpa dia. And then macam kita buat first campaign dia. So first campaign dia aku buat video. And then the photographer yang tengah shoot dan tu is Ridwan. TTFGA.
Damn.
Dan aku jadi macam fuck doh, ni semua-semua orang yang macam ni
yang
kan
dah up there.
Aku dah ada semua ke. So aku macam mana ni kan? Macam apa yang macam mampus lah, buat je lah kan. From there by one time macam aku rasa macam tak boleh lah. Aku suka music videos because I grew up with that. I grew up with MTV. Kalau orang macam kecil-kecil macam suka tengok kartun ke apa, aku suka tengok MTV because of the colours, the visual, the music videos apa, aku suka, you know. Masa aku macam 5 years old, 4 years old, macam aku dah grew up dengan hip-hop, you know. Memang cousin aku yang umur jauh macam aku dengar ni kan, apa, criss-cross, jump. So aku memang dah tu, pakai macam tu, apa-apa semua kan. Memang, you know. And then bila grew up pun memang macam tu lah, macam aku ingat je, aku darjah 1, darjah 2 pergi sekolah pun macam kau dengar Tupac? So lagi macam member, ha? Apa benda tu kan? So kerja dia cakap.
Pasal aku pun rasa macam budak-budak melawati, budak-budak bangsa maju semua, dia orang lagi, korang lagi macam lagi ganas tau. Kan? In a way. Kan?
You know.
Korang lagi hardcore. Apa-apa benda pun lagi street lah.
Sana street lah. Sana macam, sana is a place where melawati bangsa maju, we always ada a good relationship lah. Dia memang love and hate relationship. Tapi it's a good relationship. Apa pun kita orang together. But we surround with tempat-tempat macam keramat, tumbak, apa. So kena biasa dengan banyak benda like crime and apa. So to grow up in that hood, you kena to be a man, which is kau kena buat benda tak betul so that orang akan suka kau. Kalau tak, kau akan jadi just another guy in the hood yang anytime maybe dia boleh sambung rumah kau. Faham tak?
Hmm, dia macam dia macam Compton. In a way KL nya Compton.
Memang GTA lah. Memang macam tu doh. Memang yang live yang macam duduk macam tiba nampak Arab kan. Ni dia nampak nampak macam Arab ke lalu macam yang ni mesti banyak duit. Jom lah. Pakai baju kat kepala macam vlog samun. Faham tak? Dia punya lifestyle memang macam tu. Macam pergi sini samun buat job. So, semua memang ada influence dengan ya movie-movie diorang tengok macam Manners to Society, Boys in the Hood, Bank Job, Ocean 12 apa. Faham tak? So diorang macam suka benda tu macam okay, curi kereta, okay ni, okay tu. Faham tak? So diorang macam tu. Diorang tak sedar.
Betul. Apa? Okay, lepas tu kau punya, aku rasa kau punya upbringing and do it yourself tu kan? Does it come from family or is it yourself? Dalam family kau, kau seorang je macam ni ke macam semua orang memang macam ni dekat where you came from?
Diorang tak, for me macam diorang just taught me one thing lah. Jangan harap kat orang. For them macam if you to do something, never put hope or macam never seek for any help from other people. Macam, oh boleh tak nak minta ni, apa kau nak buat ni, tak, macam lambat. So dia kan macam always cari solution or ideas to do something. So aku apply tu in video, in my life lah. Aku apply. So habis kalau aku nak buat video ke apa, macam okay aku nak ni macam ni, kat mana, tempat macam mana, oh ni nak pakai apa. Macam kalau dalam, macam orang selalu put limitation first tau before start buat. Tak nak buat macam okay nak buat macam ni, tak boleh tu, duit tak cukup, tak ada duit, tak ada ni. And then macam okay buat macam ni je lah, lalas video macam tu je. So aku tak suka, aku nak agak macam tu. Tapi macam kita tukarkan lah. Okay aku nak belakang ni macam kat studio, putih, ada lampu macam ni. Tapi tak boleh buat, macam mana nak achieve sama. Okay beli kat hardware, plastik macam putih macam tu. Baru macam RM10. Okay dapat lampu tak ni, okay cari kat mana tengah-tengah lampu yang boleh kena dengan muka. From there lah, start macam DIY punya benda. Lampu, kalau macam certain scene ni, oh nak lampu merah macam ni, mana nak dapat LED macam ni lah, budget tak ada apa kan. Oh dekat BB ada tu satu kedai ni, malam-malam dia pasang dia LED dia tu, so dapat color merah tu. Pergi lah, pergi situ je sambil just nak dapat the mood.
So maksudnya the difference, perbezaan antara kau dengan orang yang banyak budget ialah your stuff it takes a longer time ke, macam mana prep? Pre-production lagi lama ke? Ke
tak,
sama je?
Sama.
Sama lah.
Sebenarnya macam kadang-kadang macam time tu kat, time tu tengah fikir pam. Eh jom lah shoot hari ni lah, kau free lah apa kan? Jom lah. Okay, dia tak ada prep lah. For me macam bila kita ada limitation, and we as a creative person lah, bila kita ada limitation, tak boleh ni, tak cukup duit ke tak apa, time tu kita lagi rasa nak survive lah. Yang surviving punya ni lah, survival. Orang kata macam survival to the fittest lah. Memang kau kena macam aku nak juga. So kita akan tiba-tiba macam the brain macam works lagi laju, yang lagi kreatif. Okay lah buat macam ni lah, macam ni. So macam DIY tu datang macam tu lah. Macam mana nak achieve ni
within, okay let's say you just started lah, music video. You mentioned the first one was Pele kan?
Touché.
Oh lepas tu Pele. And then after that baru yang Lunadira dulu ke? Lunadira dulu ke Tuju dulu?
Lunadira
and then Pele Tuju and ke tak?
Tak, before Lunadira tentu aku dah shot for Jin dengan Tagmatic tu.
Itu dah shot lama.
Shot dah lama. Tapi tak benar, tapi tak ada structure. Chill lagi like, macam Kuhin pun tak betul macam busy kan. Apa, so kita macam chill. Video dah siap macam kia chill dulu. And then just start UCBB. Before that macam aku banyak practice macam dekat fashion juga. Macam do all the brands apa. Rasain tu lah.
Okay, dalam this period of time kan, kau pernah rasa ke macam even you're doing what you love kan, macam okay this shit's for me, yes finally, but you still feel like fuck, I feel like just quitting everything and just take a break from all this.
Ada lah. dia bukan take a break as in macam oh dah tak nak buat lah benda ni, oh tak nak tu lah. Dia take a break kan, kadang-kadang macam sometimes macam kita push our brain or our creative side macam too hard and too harsh. So sometimes kita jadi macam, kan orang cakap kalau nak buat kreatif ni you kena ada mood, which is true.
Apa?
Pasal saya macam tu tau. Memang orang cakap macam okay nak buat ni you tak boleh macam tunggu mood, tunggu apa, kena buat because of the client, because apa. So bila I fikir balik macam I tak suka benda tu lah, because nanti video tu asal buat and then at the end in the end macam you pun tak gain apa-apa. So it just another business product je lah for you. So you tak gain anything. So from there I learn lah. Dia macam ada take time jap. I took my time lah, lepak jap. And then I realise jap, buat apa aku nak ambil job banyak-banyak in a mind apa kan, macam buat susah je buat ni ke apa kan, because it gain me nothing lah. So bagi aku macam rezeki is everywhere tu. Baik aku fokus on apa ni, untuk macam self growth lah. Tak pun selalu kalau aku ada macam creative block ke apa, aku suka drive kereta lah. Because usually lah kadang-kadang aku tak prepare pun nak shoot lah. Macam contoh lah ni nak shoot ni, dah prepare, dah buat storyboard, dah apa, dah meeting, dah apa. Sebenarnya betul-betul aku punya preparation is masa aku drive kereta nak pergi shoot. Itu yeah, baru aku prepare. Memang kat time tu baru macam okay aku pasang lagu tu, loop dalam kereta. So orang semua ingat dah ready ni apa, sebenarnya aku belum. Aku just macam letak je dulu asal orang macam ready. So sampai sana mesti tukar, mesti lari pada storyboard. Confirm tak pernah yang aku ikut, ada certain lah apa kan. So dalam kereta tu macam so aku suka fikir masa dalam kereta tau. Setengah orang macam dekat dalam toilet, setengah orang ni aku suka dalam kereta. Dalam kereta aku drive, smoke ni macam okay. So aku susun, I always ada buat macam mind map tau. Okay, tararadadap, okay letak tepi. Ambil lagi satu kertas, buat mind map, tararadadadap, okay letak tepi ni. So bila sampai je tu, just macam apply.
Antara semua video yang kau shoot, music video, mana yang kau rasa top 3? Kau punya top 3?
First kali, Pele Rap Cinderella Story. Dan tu pun sebab DIY, totally DIY. No money involved. Tak ada ni, tak ada stylist, tak ada apa, DIY. All the people yang involved dalam tu pun semua yang macam yang okay leh, kau ni tak apa, kita orang gather orang. Oh, kita ni memang betul-betul macam pure yang semua nak buat. And then Pele pun still malu-malu, macam gelak-gelak macam tak okay ke ni, still malu. Kita dah baru kenal kan, silly. Dia pun macam ni. And then tu lah, and then video memang DIY. Okay lah, tu third lah. Second, UCBB Luna Dira. Because time tu the first time aku work,
you're cute but you boring. You CBB.
The first time aku work with people, like a lot of people involved. Amani ada apa ni, doing the DOP punya things, and then styling from Diana Dani. So diorang input, and then Luna Dira ada the concept, and then I buat the structure, and then kita orang work together. And semua orang tak ada any macam oh tak nak lah you punya macam ni, tak nak lah tu, tak ada. Kita orang macam okay baby ni boleh put dekat this scene, okay ni boleh put at this scene. From there tu is the first time macam I work with people as in macam with a group instead of I buat alone, like DIY seorang. Ni baru macam
kira, collaboration lah.
So time tu is like macam a learning process for me lah. That time macam okay aku kena belajar trust orang. Before this aku tak trust orang. Orang macam takut macam oh macam mana lah, boleh ke lah, ni ke apa kan, macam takut. Ni macam baru aku make myself macam okay lah, kita kena trust people. Kalau tak sampai bila nak macam ni apa lah. So I try, start lah. And then bila benda tu going, benda tu siap apa semua, jadi macam okay lah, best lah. The first one, the first video yang paling aku suka is recently Elif ni. Because dekat Elif ni for me macam
collaboration with Sofia Harun lah. Is that the one?
Sofia Harun semua. Okay, for me in that time, after dah few years and then I realise yang for me macam sometimes people dia ada orang punya interest dekat lain. So the people yang involved in that project is the people from buat benda lain tapi kat sini buat benda lain. Try. Because I tak pernah ada team If you tengok macam I tak ada team, I tak ada orang work with me apa. So I always suka macam in a project I cari the right person for the project instead of you pakai kawan you je ni je tak.
Yeah.
That's why macam every project different orang yang buat.
Hmm.
Dia ni join ni, dia ni join ni, dia ni jadi tu. So in this project, kalau you realise kan, macam okay, I buat structure semua apa, and then I macam I tahu Lunadira dia boleh macam from UCBB, after I apa ni kenal dia apa semua, and then dia macam dia always boleh ada vision details macam dekat video ni, okay from the your hands pergi sini and then your eyes ni apa. So macam okay, macam why not macam you in this video you jadi the art director apa. If you nak direct pun cakap macam I okay je, I boleh jadi editor, tapi dekat dia belum ready. So macam okay, you jadi art director, this the structure, I nak macam ni macam ni, cuba you detailkan. Dia detailkan lah. And then macam apa ni, and then I lepak dengan Sofia. Macam Sofia, you free tak this time apa kan. Dia macam I nak buat set design ni. Ini I cerita lah macam ada konsep macam ni. And then she interested to join. Tu macam okay lah, I tak nak kacau you punya kreatif ni apa. I just nak kat macam this girl, I nak show dia punya softness. This girl macam edgy and ada ni sikit macam garang apa kan. And then this girl pula macam ada a little bit macam in between macam tu. So this girl kau buat macam ni, this girl macam ni, this girl macam ni. Style macam ni, set macam ni, I tak tahu, you just buat je. Because I tak suka macam put limitation dekat orang, because I pun tak suka orang put limitation dekat I. So I macam tu lah, macam dia buat tu. And then stylist memang macam Dini kan. Dini macam I memang suka dia punya work. And Dini is the one yang macam dia dah buat macam dengan Yuna, dengan apa semua. And she's my friend. And then dia always ada things dekat music video. So macam why not you try ni, instead of you just buat yang fashion je kan. Okay, ni try macam explore lagi. Saya pun buat try kat dalam tu. And then Juju macam evolve. And then the DP pun yang buat tu, dia DOP is from commercial punya ni. Dia bukan macam from music apa, dia memang buat commercial dan apa. But I tahu dia apa ni, dia ada a thing towards macam entertainment, music video apa. So I just macam okay lah, jom I try apa kan. And then from the budget memang I bagi berapa you kena ni, berapa tu I pak bagi. Because I tak suka buat benda yang macam oh budget banyak ni, kita pakai banyak ni je, yang ni masuk poket dan apa. I tak suka benda tu.
So balance lah, everyone deserve their pay. So macam kalau kat Malaysia ni kan, so far yang what do you think we are lacking of, man, in our creative industry? Kenapa kita tak macam as, I don't know, maybe we can be positive that we are going somewhere, tapi kenapa kita tak macam as hype as not hype as going inclined towards the American Westerners or even Indonesian? Kenapa Indonesian lagi laju dari kita?
For me, tak semua orang buat because of passion or apa. Because for me macam tak ada orang berani susah to chase diorang punya dream lah. So sebenarnya macam For me we as a Malaysian, kita actually is very weak. Very weak as in ada ni sikit, ada problem ni sikit, ada ni sikit macam okay lah, tak nak buat lah. Kalau ada ni sikit macam okay lah, buat je lah apa dia nak tu, macam buat je lah macam tu, yang tu. Kita tak firm lah.
Kita tak fight for what we want lah.
Kita tak firm, kita tak solvekan things, kita just ikut je.
Tu lah.
So macam sometimes kan, the problem yang I nampak lah, benda yang paling besar is kita tak meet halfway between client and kita. Kita tahu kita nak buat macam ni, and then client nak macam ni. Kita selalu macam either kita ikut je client ambil duit, or client ikut je kita nak buat macam ni. Kita tak jumpa tengah-tengah. What is tengah-tengah? For me, tengah-tengah is the problem that you need to solve. How to solve client punya benda with kita punya ability. Faham tak? kalau kita bawa pergi sini, follow kita je. Kalau kita pergi sana, follow dia je lah. Kita kena meet tengah-tengah. From there, baru dua-dua belajar to work together between client and videographer ke photographer ke apa. Bila diorang work together, baru dia ada that apa ni, that bond between tu. So baru dia healthy. If everyone buat ni, lama-lama the industry will grow lah. Everyone healthy, everyone respect each other, because our industry is small. Memang going fast but small. And then lama-lama macam direction tu macam dah pergi main buat je, hype, follow je. Kita tak start nak invent, because apa, we didn't solve anything. We just buat je.
So the best way to solve it is actually to put in your contribution and to collaborate lah. Jangan mengalah ataupun jangan nak menang sangat kan. As in, you know,
work together lah.
Yeah, together lah.
Like everyone kena involve. Bukan macam just one or two entities je yang buat. Tak, everyone kena involve. If nak change, if nak industry being macam ni, everyone kena involve, everyone kena buat. Kalau seorang je apa, tak jadi lah. Kalau you pergi luar apa-apa, kalau macam kalau travel ke apa pun kan, bila kita cakap macam, oh I'm from Malaysia, dalam 10 maybe seorang je tahu macam Malaysia, oh Malaysia kan, that airplane, ah tu je dia tahu, MH, airplane, tu je. Dia tak ada nampak macam, oh your singer blah blah blah. Maybe kat Southeast Asia dia, tapi kalau you keluar sikit apa, orang tak kisah apa.
That is to pinpoint the question lah. Macam orang tak kenal kita, and kita macam, kita macam shock sendiri tau. Apa benda yang, memanglah kita ada something juga, but then kita macam dekat, we are just macam anugerah juara lagu. Maksudnya situ je. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because macam, tengok lah, macam mainstream apa pun kan. That's why I lagi suka underground scene daripada mainstream. Because mainstream dah follow business je. Orang business je. Oh, views banyak, jom ambil budak ni jadi, bawa di sini, bawa di situ, bawa ni bagi tu. Diorang tak seek for pure talent. As in macam, oh dia ni ada talent, ada apa, jom kita apa ni, kita groom dia, groom, and then dia dah bloom, okay kita push dia apa. Kita tak, kita tengok yang macam, oh ni dah naik, okay bang. Contoh macam K-Click kan, diorang dah lama, apa semua, diorang semua talented, semua dah lama, dah ni dah tu. Tengok diorang pergi mainstream bila, bila diorang dah famous. Kenapa masa diorang dulu, masa start tu, tengah buat ni buat tu, kenapa orang tak pandang? Because kita orang yang ada kuasa selalu tak buat kerja betul-betul, which is diorang tak tengok, tak study diorang bawah ni. Oh budak ni one day boleh jadi apa ni, tak make a move macam tu, jumpa or apa, tak give opportunities, tak, dia tunggu macam dah siap. Okay, kalau macam kereta tu kan, beli spare part apa semua abang, dah jadi baru macam, ah, okay lah aku beli lah kereta kau. Faham tak? Instead of dia duduk situ dengan orang tu macam tengok macam mana kena macam ni, or maybe macam okay lah kita buat this weekend macam a workshop, so that semua orang yang nak buat ni buat kat situ. Apa, tak ramai, salah satu. That's why I suka macam Gene Hackman apa.
Exactly bro, Gene Hackman is a talent scout tu.
Which is the, he always macam give opportunity, he always macam nampak all these talent, talented people, everything. He always give everything yang dia boleh. Try cari ni, try cari tu for them. Which is, dia tak dapat apa-apa sangat pun, tapi dia tak kisah. Tapi dia macam buat benda tu pure. So kita ada orang ramai lagi macam ni. Actually lah, kalau tak industry will be like that eh. Hype macam mana pun, kat Instagram views macam mana pun, tapi kita punya industry will be something like that je.
Yeah.
Because kita tak buat benda tu betul-betul.
Lepas tu kau pernah pergi Coachella 2017 eh?
2018.
How was that, man?
Oh.
How was the whole American LA trip semua?
For me LA is like macam, for me pergi umrah. Macam buat haji lah.
Serius lah.
Dari kecil, kecil macam memang I watch all the movies and all the hip hop artist that I listen to is macam from LA. And then when I grew up with that, that culture and everything, even at Wasu Maju pun, the hood is a little bit
similar,
macam sort of influenced by that. So bila pergi sana, aku pergi lah satu-satu. Aku tak pergi macam turis punya tempat tau. Jadi most tempat aku pergi macam Eazy-E punya kubur.
Wow, shit man.
And then macam baru-baru ni apa ni, Nipsey Hussle kena tembak tu semua apa kan. Tempat tu Crenshaw. Kat mana diorang shoot movie ni, kat mana diorang shoot music video ni. Aku pergi lah tempat-tempat tu. Kenapa diorang pindah sini? And then aku tengok diorang punya character, diorang punya lifestyle. They're very laid back, they're very creative, they're very macam people yang memang suka dekat art and everything. So aku tengok lah, tengok macam dia buat Gravity like 2 days straight and dia siap. And then macam people yang jual dia mixtape tepi jalan. So diorang always hustle tau. So aku nampak macam diorang tak kisah apa-apa. For them macam duit is duit. Even though diorang ada part time job, diorang still chase for diorang punya passion. That's why aku macam suka diorang fokus. Even though diorang lepak like macam always smoking weed and everything kan, tapi diorang still fokus. Oh, maybe today macam bawa macam Grab kat sana lift kan. Diorang drive lift. Bila aku macam borak macam make a combo dengan diorang semua, yang diorang macam, oh no, I chase me because I apa ni, I'm chasing for my music career blah, blah, but I need money ni. So diorang fokus. Kalau kita lah terbalik, kita nak buat lagu apa, nak jadi artis, tapi at the same time macam kita play safe. Aku dah ada kerja ni, okey lah. Yang ni tak jadi, lagu ni tak pergi mana, tak apa lah. Janji aku ada kerja, aku survive lah sampai tua.
Tu lah, pasal ayat Melayu semua, tak ada rezeki.
Tak ada rezeki, aku tak percaya benda tu lah. Tak percaya. Sampai bila nak tunggu dah rezeki kalau kita tak buat. Kalau kita dah dapat pun, kita kena share with others and open a way for the others nampak. So maybe if you buat benda betul, you heal seorang. Dia ni buat benda betul, dia heal lagi. Lama-lama the whole industry will heal lah. So everyone kena buat together.
In terms of hip hop kan, who would be your greatest influence that you look up to?
Macam dulu or now?
Okay, let's give two. Then and now, yeah.
Back then, my greatest influence always be Pac.
Tupac.
Not because of his attitude or music or apa, but the way he think, he vision, he knew himself. For me, he found himself. Dia tahu apa dia buat, kenapa dia ada dekat sini, apa dia patut buat, apa dia patut dia tolong, and apa dia buat, how to tackle all these people, to lead them pergi sana, and apa dia tackle macam mana. Cuma orang tak nampak because media kat sini, dia mana suka orang macam ni. If kau buat benda betul, kau kena. So they always macam kalau kita macam all the interviews or all the things, all the lyrics ke apa, he always trying to do something for people, for me. Macam dia ajar, oh, sambil tu dia buat benda tu like 100%. He always give 100% lah in a project or in a apa ni, his arts, everything. So macam he sort of macam change aku punya life lah. The way I think, the way I do things or see things, from there. And then kalau now, satu is Kendrick lah.
Kendrick Lamar.
Because yeah, after that kan, after macam dulu punya hip hop, like before this new wave of hip hop came in, then aku dah tak dengar hip hop. Aku just dengar like 90s hip hop tu je. Kalau dulu pun macam Too Fat tu je. Until one day my friend macam, eh Tong, kau kena dengar budak ni dekat. Tak macam kia, nanti aku buat
Pimp My Butterfly ke?
Tak gitu. Tak, before that macam Gucci Man City.
Oh,
yeah, bila aku dengar macam, fuck, ni bukan just a song, it's like a apa ni, macam a story lah. Like macam you baca novel lah. Dia tu macam, siapa tu dia ni? Macam kita orang tu, macam Kendrick Lamar. Siapa tu nama macam Pai? Nama macam ni kan? Dia macam dengar, dia realize macam, okay, he's something lah. Something yang dia nak sampai. The way dia buat the album yang apa, study. Dia aku nampak macam, yeah, he's fucking genius lah. Before the hype ke apa kan, macam, okay, he's fucking genius lah. And aku dengar macam album dia before that, like Section 80 apa. Macam, oh fuck, dia ni memang macam ni. Cuma now dia dah dengan Dre, so dia lagi macam, dah groom lagi. Yang dah bloom. Okay, macam okay, fuck, dia dengar apa-apa. After that macam, from there aku start macam nak dengar, like siapa lagi lah hip hop sekarang, apa blah blah. And then sampai I met like macam, after I listen to Tyler, and aku study macam dia punya arts kan, how they apply like dia punya album concept, and then dia punya brand like Goth punya concept, how dia macam nak make it telly, and then macam the video, macam, the visual, the yeah. style, the attitude, semua kan,
the fashion,
fashion yeah. semua. So aku jadi macam, oh fuck, budak ni baru still budak, tapi macam mana kau ada the way of apa ni, dia punya cara dia fikir tu macam macam tu, macam very creative. Because bila aku tengok macam, bila aku fikir balik, like dia ke Kendrick ke Park ke apa, semua yang macam aku suka ni, because diorang buat because of diorang suka, and diorang macam tahu macam mana diorang bukan ikut orang macam apa. Macam tadi aku cakap kan, okay, dia macam pursue benda tu, dia tahu macam, oh ni macam ni, ni macam tu. Kalau macam dia ikut je, kalau dia fit je orang, habis lah. So ni semua macam orang yang jumpa in between, halfway. Dia tahu dekat scene sekarang orang suka macam ni, tapi style dia macam ni. Kalau dia buat macam tu sangat, nanti orang jadi macam, apa benda tu kau punya ni, orang tak terima. So dia tackle orang tu pakai dia punya style. So dia make in between lah.
Rasa apa akan jadi dekat music scene Malaysia ni after this?
Music as in semua.
Yeah, whatever that's happening now, hip hop, whatever that's coming up next, what do you think is going to happen, man?
I think it's good. It's good. It's good. As in macam it's now you can see like the industry is healthy. Like everyone's supporting each other. Seorang keluar project, everyone cari post or post or support. Dia ni ada show, member datang. Even dia punya artist yang from dia punya genre ke apa, semua macam datang, nampak, give support. So aku suka. But for me macam in the future, kita tak boleh be too comfortable dengan the environment now. Kita kena always upgrade, always kena fikir macam grow. Bagi macam ni, try buat ni pula, try ni pula, try tu, try collab dengan lain daripada kita punya circle. Because now kita dah too healthy sampai we didn't realise that we still lepak or work with a circle of friend yang kita kenal je. Kita tak try macam pump pergi sini lompat tu. So for me macam nak buat lagi healthy is try to work from luar, from the circle pula. Pergi try new environment. Like in Islam, dia kat hijrah lah. And tak payah takut, hijrah je.
Back to the thing that you mentioned earlier, Malaysia macam soft kan. Macam tak boleh handle pressure. Tak boleh ni, bila tak boleh je tak nak buat dah. And then ikut je. Oh, dia cakap macam tu, okay ikut lah, buat lah dia suruh apa. Kau rasa benda tu boleh diubah ke tak boleh?
Boleh sebenarnya. Kau boleh. Because dulu pun aku macam tu. Dulu pun aku macam tu, macam always give alasan before I buat anything. Tak boleh lah macam ni, susah lah, malas lah, apa benda ni, tak payah buat lah. Macam tu. So bila I fikir balik macam, it's not the problem is not because of them. The problem is with me, myself, which is aku tak berani nak buat benda tu. Aku tak tahu macam mana nak solve. Maknanya aku punya knowledge kurang lah. And aku tak ready. So aku kena improve myself lah first. Improve, try to find myself. Aku ni sebenarnya macam mana, apa benda aku suka, and apa benda, kenapa aku exist ni, what is my purpose here in life, and apa. After I found myself, baru aku jadi solid. Like, macam okay, yang ni aku tak nak, yang ni aku nak. Oh, yang ni aku macam tak nak, tapi macam ada potential. So that macam mana nak buat benda tu jadi lagi macam ni. Dah start macam dah lagi sharp tau. Satu-satu. Apa-apa jadi pun macam yang okay lah, there must be a reason behind that. And cuba fikir balik, oh, apa salah. Macam oh, yang ni kot, ni apa. Okay, next project, try tak buat benda ni. Macam tu lah. For me macam kalau kita tak solid, macam mana kita nak buat something, benda tu jadi susah. Because kita tak solid tau. Kalau macam rumah dulu-dulu tu, dia punya kaki tu semua dah ada anai-anai, so dia tak solid. Anytime dia boleh ni, ada flute sikit, best. Habis angin kuat sikit, habis atap terbang apa. Tapi if kita solid, like everyday kita capaku, everyday kita macam oh tambah ni, tambah tu, lama-lama solid lah. Bagilah apa-apa ke, sandstorm ke apa, kita still tahu macam okay, macam mana nak handle, macam mana nak handle. Always ada boleh buat decision, always ada solution.
Kau pun ada wisdom yang money is not everything, betul tak? Like the more you earn, because corporate people, creative people who go into corporate world sebabkan duit, end up spending most of their money untuk nak okaykan balik diorang punya mental health, untuk okaykan balik spend lepak. And at the end of the day, their creativity is just stagnant. They don't even express themselves. They're just one of the followers. Eh? Mm. What your advice be kalau macam orang dah stuck macam tu? Dia memang kreatif gila. Dia macam kau. Dia nak buat video. Dia look up to you. Mm. Tapi sekarang dia ada 9 to 5. Say that Isnin hingga Jumaat, dia hadap jam, pergi dengar cakap bos. Mm. Untuk gaji, for example, RM8,000 lah. Dia macam, tapi miserable gila. Mm. Kau rasa, what would your advice be, man, for this kind of people who are stuck?
For me, depends on what they want to achieve, like, or maybe their vision. Sometimes maybe macam they got a vision, but at the same time sometimes macam diorang some of them is macam okay lah, they nak survive, because yeah, everyone nak kena survive kan, apa, maybe diorang dah kahwin or apa, macam oh okay dah ni, aku ada anak, aku ada ni. So sometimes diorang nak play safe for me, tapi for me macam because for me macam that's why saya cakap idea macam jangan fokus dekat our competitor and compare, because one day nanti kita stress bila nak buat something creative, you stress, tapi you kena always macam fikir solution, you kena ada your mood, you kena ada your space. So if kita fokus dekat orang, kita susah nak grow or bloom. Kita kena fokus dekat kita, like tengok mana kita punya mistakes instead of tengok kat mana kita punya power. Kalau macam kalau kita tengok kita punya power je, kita will be like macam either lupa diri or kita rasa kita power sangat, or tiba-tiba dah pergi ke fame, dah pergi ke ni, tiba-tiba nak jadi macam aku nak buat aku, kau kena ada dalam banyak ni baru kau boleh buat aku, kalau aku tak nak jadi macam tu. That's where ego kira macam grow. Yang tu for me macam tolak tu semua tepi, put all this money, all this fame semua tepi, every project, even though macam kita dah nampak our progress, every project tu kita tengok macam okay, apa mistake aku dalam ni, oh fuck, hari tu timing tak betul, oh maybe ada a scene yang kita tak sempat buat, oh macam oh maybe patutnya kena ambil dia ni lah in this project untuk tambah lagi ni. So next project kita upgrade lah, kita learn from that, from there kita grow. And then macam automatic orang macam bila tengok tu, orang nampak macam oh fuck, nak jumpa dia ni maybe lah kena ada like 50,000 baru boleh jumpa lah dia ni. And tu pada kita tak tahu pun, kita tak realise pun apa tu, because apa, we just focus on ourselves. Bukan focus as in macam kita selfish, tapi as in macam
self-development lah. Improve yourself first, don't focus too much on others lah. Tapi kalau dia dah macam stuck dalam tu, kau rasa terlambat ke dia nak patah balik macam nak?
Tak, dia for me macam there's never too late tu.
Sebab tu lah, sebab aku rasa macam kau baru start 3 years and you already where you are today kan. And it's never too late for anyone though. Sebenarnya
yeah, because now I'm 30. I've start when I was 27.
Gila bro,
which is lambat ke lah.
No, I mean you took like that is so quick bro. Kau punya macam boost, kau punya, I mean I wouldn't wanna macam pinpoint that this is your success story, because there's a long way to go, betul tak? But 3 years is such a short time for you to make a name for yourself, and you did it. Macam so that means it's never too late lah. Siapa yang baru nak pick up camera rasa macam overwhelming, sebab ramai gila orang buat tu. So you feel like macam shit, dah terlambat ke apa ni kan?
Saya tak, because selalu bila orang macam dah terlambat nak buat macam oh sekarang orang dah ramai lah buat ni,
tu
lah
mana
aku nak compete. So dia still fikir orang, bukan fikir ni. Lepas tu dia tanya like, aku betul ke nak buat ni? Passion aku kat situ ke? Memang ni ke aku nak buat? Kalau rasa macam tak, tak payah, tak payah fikir orang, tak payah apa, tak payah buat masa, tak payah buat.
Kau rasa macam, ya yeah, sorry to interrupt, tapi kau rasa macam setengah orang yang nak jadi performer, rapper, musician or a videographer, personality comes into play ke tak? Macam dia ni nak jadi performer, dia nak jadi rapper, dia kena ada certain personality ke semua orang boleh jadi?
Semua orang. Sebenarnya macam if you, the thing is the things that, the important things are that kita kena ada is kita kena find ourselves first before kita buat apa. Find ourselves. Kita cakap tengok apa benda kita suka, apa benda kita ni, daripada kita kecil apa besar, kita ni macam mana, and macam ni semua apa. And then be that person instead of be the person yang macam you create. Because one day you lost if you tak follow you punya, bukan just personality but you yourself lah as a human. Macam tu. So that macam bila you tahu yourself macam mana, apa you tak nak, apa you tak suka, apa you tak comfortable, apa you macam comfortable, so that you jadi solid lah. And then you tahu macam okay, I betul-betul nak buat ni. And then all the decision, maybe it will be like sharper, 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 because you dah lagi macam learn, learn every mistake you make, like learn, try and error, kenapa, learn. And then macam for me it's just a bless. People banyak kata macam it's a bless, a blessing for you. You macam laju macam ni. For me it's not. For me it's like a dugaan, you know, because lagi laju you pergi, lagi laju you boleh jatuh if you lost yourself. But if you know yourself and you tahu apa ni, you will be lagi solid, lagi laju you nak pergi. The drive you nak pergi tu, you lagi macam, you lagi relax. Kalau dulu I always anxious, macam oh fuck macam mana lah ni, oh ni ada lagi ni nak edit ni, oh esok nak pergi ni, macam kelangkabut. Eh lagi I got ADHD, I got anxiety, everything lah. Lagi macam oh macam mana ni, oh fuck stress, oh fuck ni, eh kau kat ni jom keluar jap. Anyway, now dia jadi lagi chill. Lagi macam okay, how to solve this. Okay, learn how to communicate with client. Macam oh I think I cannot deliver in this week, in this date, on this date, apa semua. Macam okay, maybe kita kena change the date, the deadline semua because of ni 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 ni. Explain. Sometimes kita macam dulu macam I tak berani, oh fuck nanti klien marah, nanti klien ni. For me macam memang klien marah kalau kita tak explain or cakap the situation. Because the thing is, kalau kita siap on the deadline, if the video tak jadi, tak jadi apa juga, better kita buat betul-betul jadi benda tu complete.
Betul. And macam mana kau handle anxiety when things are crumbling, everything macam deadline banyak gila, and tiba-tiba kau rasa macam weh, semua orang pressure aku kan. Macam mana kau handle tu?
Friends lah. For me macam all this mental illness ke apa kan, the first thing you need to do is to talk with someone. Express. Bila talk pun cakap benda betul, jangan macam cover-cover apa. Just blast je pah. Apa, tak payah takut like oh nanti diorang ingat aku ni ke, diorang ingat ni. Tak payah, just cakap. Because if you tak cakap, you, benda tu still ada dalam you. You cannot always keluar, keluar and find solution. Find apa. Lama-lama macam okay lah. Still ada macam little bit here and there and apa, tapi you jadi lagi mature to lagi calm untuk play soft few things. Apa kan. Lagi je lah. Kalau macam klise dia macam akhir lah semayang, keluar jap and macam tarik nafas apa. Itu klise lah.
Rasa lah macam taking a break is important. Macam vacation, travelling. Macam even you're doing what you love kan, kalau kau buat 6 bulan straight kan, kau macam sumbat juga tu. Kau rasa tak?
Yeah.
It's always important to travel.
Yes, travel. Memang kena travel. Like this year I tak sempat. If you dah plan, like if not this month August, I grad UK with iSky, Akit China, Danny.
Oh, diorang gerak kan.
Kau tak cakap semua gerak. And then last minute macam I cannot gerak kan. So then diorang dah macam fuck. Kenapa kan? Saya dah plan lah. Di sana jom lah kita buat apa-apa ke ni, project.
Oh kau shoot lah kan.
Jom lah buat saya saja kan. But for me macam as a creative person, sometimes we put aside all the business ni thing. Kita chill jap. Tolak semua client, tolak semua ni, tak payah ambil job apa, chill jap. You buat lah macam test shoot ke, and macam buat something. Tu kira macam travel juga lah. If you try something macam you tak pernah try, or you macam nak try, or you nak tahu, nak belajar, try lah. It's a travel but it's not macam physically travel, tapi your mental lah. So mentally travel from business, hectic ni, client apa, deadline, travel to something you suka, which is good lah. You chill sikit lah. Kalau tak memang block lah.
Okay, this is where I flip the script bro. Bagi kau Chan, tanya aku apa yang kau ada dalam curiosity, or that you are anything that you're curious about on top of your head. Kau boleh tanya apa-apa. So anything at all bro.
For me, what drive you to apa ni, macam kau cakap macam kau pun ada apa ni, self thought, and then kau chase for passion and everything, and apa yang drive you to go for that instead of play safe?
Aku rasa it's in the personality tu. Macam setengah orang, like macam kau describe certain people they follow kan. But I think both of us, the similarities are kita tak ikut orang. And maybe kita try, pernah ikut try, tapi macam kita rasa sumbat, like we're not being ourselves. So dia macam blessing juga lah, in terms of, oh, aku tak nak ikut orang, bukannya sebab aku tak nak ikut orang, tapi sebab ni je yang aku boleh buat aku happy. So that's where the passion comes in. And I feel like everything yang aku buat, semua stepping stone lah. Dia bukan macam final lah, macam podcast ni is gonna be forever. Memang bukan macam tu. Dia macam ni, lepas tu ni, lepas tu tu. Dia macam tu lah. Dia guna banyak banyak creativity and feel lah, which one should I go first. So macam this, everything now feels right lah. And the reason I like talking to creative people and passionate people macam yourself is because I like the different perspective lah. And aku merasa like it's a momento lah. Macam kita boleh borak ni, kita boleh lock it down, time capsule. 20 tahun yang tiba-tiba kita boleh dengar balik kan. Macam wow. You know? Yeah, memang lah semua orang yang dah famous, dia orang boleh buat podcast and semua dengar. Tapi looking back lah, like let's say 20 years from now, both of us get big. Macam orang boleh fikir balik macam shit, you know.
Betul. Thank you still lah. Tu lah ni, time travel. Tu lah sahaja.
Okay, if you could have a cup of coffee with any dead rapper or musician or videographer, creative person, music video guy, whoever from the past who already died, who would it be, and what kind of conversation will you have with them? Kau borak apa?
First is Arwah Yasmin Ahmad. I met her once lah, dulu masa study kan. Pergi office dia, like macam ajak dia, just tanya macam nak buat projek, bukan projek lah, macam nak interview je. Time tu
Leo Burnett.
Kira dia apa ni, just for a university college ni project lah actually. Tapi tak sempat. A week after that, she's gone.
Wow.
A week before that, macam jumpa, just macam nak set for next week. Apa
2009
ni? Lama. A week after that, I tak baca apa-apa paper, tak apa. Tiba-tiba kat radio keluar lagu Aizat tu kan. Kau pergi, apa benda semua. Lagi macam ni, habis lagu tu, lagi diorang macam cakap, oh, okay, ni, Yasmin Ahmad, blah. So, macam, what? And macam, what? Okay. She's the one yang I adore in delivering the message. Macam tu. Because for me, she taught me that we is actually a solver. As a creative person, don't put us macam, contoh you a director kan, don't put yourself to jadi a director. Actually, you are the person to solve things. If you are in visual, you are communication visual solver. So macam musician ke apa ke ni, diorang macam, oh, ada produk, tapi diorang tak tahu macam mana nak visualkan. So you kena treat yourself as a solver instead of director. Kau tak, you shot sendiri lah. So you solve things for people. Macam tu lah. Second will be cliche lah. Second will be Park lah. Kita nak tahu macam, I just want to know that kenapa, macam mana, macam mana dia jumpa diri dia, macam mana dia boleh jadi sharp and dia tak takut, macam mana dia boleh solid tu je. Music apa tak payah fikir lah.
Because as young as 20 dia dah macam sharp gila kan.
So the way he grew up with the hood, with the family yang problem macam tu, with his mom yang with addiction, and then macam apa ni, in jail buat semua apa, and without a father. But he still macam study, read macam all the books, semua dia baca, learn thing. And then bukan just baca a book as in macam a book, but all the kitab, everything, religion, number, from a person yang macam dia respect, Malcolm X ke Martin Luther, semua. Jadi
is there any upcoming projects that you are thinking about right now?
Now I'm working on a few projects lah. Macam music video ada, I just shot Behat and Nadira Music. And then the next one will be Sela. Sela pun kita dah shot like awal tahun itu, in January ke February. But then kita macam kecil-kecil apa kan. But ni dah, apa ni dah finishing everything, tinggal nak ni ya. And then next month lah, next month there's something big lah. Any chapter.
At the end of the day, when everything is said and done, and let's say, I don't know, like 50 years from now on, from now, how do you want the world to remember you as, man? How do you want Malaysia, how do you want the world, how do you want planet Earth, human, Homo sapiens of planet Earth to remember you? Kau nak diingat macam mana?
For me, I just I want them to remember me as a person who sparks them to not dekat arts ke apa, but spark them to find, to do things right, to find the originality, bukan originality lah, to do what is right. And find yourself lah. For me macam to do things right is you need to know who you are.
So when dia orang ingat Atong, dia tengok video kau, dia akan focus on themselves lah. Macam tu lah.
Contoh saya tak ada duit kan, so saya buat DIY, which is I
so you want, you want to inspire people lah.
Like jangan bagi, don't put any limitation or a reason macam, oh budget macam ni tak boleh buat macam ni, budget macam ni tak boleh situ, budget yang tak ada. Fuck that shit, nak buat-buat je. I dengan Sena dulu, kita orang pun budget berapa je, jom boot, jom genting, jom ni, jom bawa ni. Oi, kau ni kereta boleh ni, macam mana nak bawa sofa ni? Oh aku boleh kot cari truck. Okay jom work with client. Jangan fikir from outside, jangan fikir from their side. Work together, do things right lah.
And aku rasa sooner or later you will have the power to bring like the musicians together, or putting their names out there.
InsyaAllah.
I mean your brand is out there, bro. Like gitu. I'm sure people are looking at you and hoping to collaborate with you soon.
Yeah. Okay, jauh I open with any people.
Yeah, bro. Okay, man. Thanks, Watong. Okay, hello-hello kopi. Hello-hello kopi ke Milo, bro?
Huh?
Kopi ke Milo?
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee, yeah. Hello-hello kopi ke Milo podcast. Milo Fico, so yeah.